Hello, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. And the first two games, 2 wins, 4 points. We're starting off on a fabulous track to do really well. There's a few things I would like to talk about. There was something that we did, and I'm so proud of, that in NHL history, we have 8 power play goals in the first 2 games of the season, and there's only 2 other teams to do that, the 95 Pittsburgh Penguins and the 1942 Detroit Red Wings. Just thought I'd put that out there for fun facts. They were talking about that in the game today. There's a lot of things I'm wanting to talk about, and so here we go. Number 1, Mark Pesek. One of the best trades we could have ever had. The first 2 games, he's the biggest acquisition that we got in the offseason. He didn't score a goal, but there's so many things he did well. He hit well. He forechecked well. Man, he had the ability to just stay on people, and he was stymie as a defenseman. And I did not realize how much better he made our decor. Well, I'm really tipping my hats off to Jim Neal once again for doing the job that he does so well in finding talent. The biggest thing I keep harping on is Dennis Gerionoff. I call him Alexander Ovechkin's little brother because of the one-time shot in the slot, just a hard shot that he has, very reminiscent of what Ovechkin does on the power play. Just get it to him and he will rip it. And they were saying today that he had like 108 mile an hour shot in the playoffs. That's pretty impressive. You know, I could see him having 40 goals this year. I'm just predicting that right now. He's already got his first 2 of the year, and he looks like an incredible goal scorer. And once again, today it was the young players. Ropey Hetz gets a power play goal. Sorry, not playoff. We're not there yet. I guess my brain's already hoping we're going to be there soon. I'm putting positive omens out there in that direction. Just the young guys playing well. And then Joe Pavelski basically having to take over the captain role today. Jamie Benn being out is the captain of our team. You know, Pavelski's wearing that alternate captain on his A on his jersey right now. And he actually, in my opinion, had to step up and become the captain, the person that they looked up to. I'm sure he was a wonderful leader in this game. But I think what impressed me the most in this game, yesterday was a 7-0 victory. Today was a 3-2 victory that we clamped down on defense and we were able to play the game the way that we know how to play. This is really a defensive first team, but I'm starting to believe as the year goes on, we're going to find that there's a lot of scoring potential in this team. You know, I am ready for what the national spotlight's going to say about the Stars. Are they going to finally give us a little bit of love? Or are they going to continue to do what they do and they say, we'll see what happens? Well, I'm done with that. We went to the Stanley Cup final last year. We've been in the playoffs the last 5 years. We are an elite hockey club. And if the NHL Nows and the NHL Networks and the NHL Radios cannot say that or have anything positive to say, as Stars fans, it's time for us just to lift up and be proud. I'm so sick of that. That'll be the only rant you'll hear from me on that part. But we're proven now that we are now an elite hockey club, and I'm just wanting now that the whole world to start seeing that. I look forward to the 4 national games that we have this year. That means people in other markets will get to see us play more. But Anton Khudobin, once again, exceptional goaltending. Didn't have to face as many shots as he did last night. But there was one particular glove save on the power play, on their third power play, that Nashville had. They only got one out of three, and that was one of the big goals they got, was just this beautiful glove save that he just took away from Arvidsson, one of their great scorers. And just the ability, once again, to keep the puck out of the net and never give up on a play. I have high hopes for this season, and this, if this is any indication to what the season's going to look like, we have a lot to be happy about. Game 3 will be played on Tuesday. We have a back-to-back game against Detroit. Detroit now being in our, you know, division, since they split everything up differently. This is going to come with some old school rivalry too. In the 90s, Detroit used to be in the Western Conference. We were in the Pacific Division with them for many years, and I'm excited to see that rivalry kind of be rekindled a little bit. So for those of you that don't understand about rivalries and stuff, that was a big rivalry. And it's interesting that Jim Neal is now our general manager, because in the mid-90s, he was Detroit's general manager. And there were a couple of times we played in like a second round. There was one time we played in a Western Conference final against the Detroit Red Wings that Jim Neal was orchestrating. And they beat us, and they went on to the Stanley Cup and to win it. So I feel like it could be payback a little bit, but, you know, obviously that's 20 years later. None of those players are anywhere near this team, but this is a guy that's been watching hockey a long time, so I think about things like that when you get to play teams that you normally don't get to play, and, you know, it's going to be interesting. Today, Chicago and Detroit played against each other, and Chicago tore them apart, and they're part of the original six teams in the NHL. And so it's interesting, they have a rivalry from old school going too. And that's the only two teams we actually have that are any familiarity to us, is Nashville and Chicago. They're the only two teams that come from the original Central Division that we're used to in a regular season. So, like I said, interesting plot lines, I guess, to set up for Tuesday and Thursday's game. Just be ready for really exceptional hockey again. I think that there might be some bad blood there. We'll see what happens. But anyway, I'm off Tuesday. So happy I can sit down and actually watch the first game for sure. Anyway, I just thought I would bring that to everyone's attention, the Detroit and Dallas Stars matchup coming up, and the possibility of maybe a rivalry being rekindled a little bit. Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone that contributes their ears to my podcast. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute, and let's celebrate tonight. Another great win. Go Stars. Hello everyone, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I just want to make sure more people are getting to listen. Anyway, I got many podcasts about the exciting Dallas Stars for the season, and I hope that everyone enjoys. This is going to be a great year. I'm out of Dallas, right here in the middle of the mecca of Dallas Stars hockey. We're starting out strong. We have our first blackout game tonight, which is going to be excellent. Brand new jersey, black and green. It's the Dallas Stars. It's the Dallas Stars homage to the skyline of what we're so famous for. If any of you ever drive through the city of Dallas at night, you notice the green Bank of America building. It's all in green every night. They do have a different color for different seasons normally, but the traditional color is this kind of neon green that we see constantly. And so today, that is the jersey. It's black and it's neon green and it's awesome. And it's our way to pay an homage to the city itself. So this will be the first time that they wear that jersey of 10 times that they'll wear it this season. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about that this morning. Anyway, hopefully everyone's having a great morning. And we have a big hockey game tonight. In fact, when I get home, I will do a little pregame on it. And we will talk some more. Everyone have a great day. Go Stars. And thanks for participating in the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Hello everyone, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I just want to make sure more people are getting to listen. Anyway, I got many podcasts about the exciting Dallas Stars for the season. And I hope that everyone enjoys. This is going to be a great year. I'm out of Dallas, right here in the middle of the mecca of Dallas Stars hockey. We're starting out strong. We have our first blackout game tonight, which is going to be excellent. Brand new jersey, black and green. It's the Dallas Stars. It's the Dallas Stars homage to the skyline of what we're so famous for. If any of you ever drive through the city of Dallas at night, you notice the green Bank of America building. It's all in green every night. They do have a different color for different seasons normally, but the traditional color is this kind of neon green that we see constantly. And so today, that is the jersey. It's black and it's neon green and it's awesome. And it's our way to pay an homage to the city itself. So this will be the first time that they wear that jersey of 10 times that they'll wear it this season. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about that this morning. Anyway, hopefully everyone's having a great morning. And we have a big hockey game tonight. In fact, when I get home, I will do a little pregame on it. And we will talk some more. Everyone have a great day. Go Stars. And thanks for participating in the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute.